But we'll still say Salafi. Wallahi, I would be very cautious in allowing that to come out of my mouth, considering, you know, my actions, considering my deeds. And that's not to say that an individual can't ascribe to the methodology of the Salaf, but not in the arrogant way that you find many of the brothers and sisters doing. You have a brother, his name is Fulan ibn Fulan as-Salafi. Fulan ibn Fulan, Fulan as-Salafi. And they say that with pride. And then you have people who don't ascribe to Salafia that may be more inclined to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're looking at us as we parade around as Salafis. They're looking at us and they're just making mockery of us. Even as it relates to being educated about the deen, even as it relates to knowing the Quran, we find many students of knowledge, many people who ascribe to the methodology of the Salaf, minhaj of the Salaf, ignorant of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ignorant of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the least thing that you should have as a Salafi, is something memorized, committed to memory from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we'll know narrations about this, and Imam Ahmed said this and about that, and you haven't even completed the first juz, the 30th juz of the Quran. I haven't completed the 30th juz of Quran. Wallahi, if we was in a non-Salafi masjid, wallahi, you can find the people, the least thing that they have is the book of Allah. The least thing that they have is the book of Allah. They say, yeah, tafaddal, lead the salat. Listen to the individual's recitation, but yet and still, you know, but these are the things that, you know, I'm pinpointing out, not as a criticism, but something that we need to, just as a reminder for us to take a look at.